Sweet Brown, can you tell us what happened?
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. And then I realized my tooth was hurting. Then I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a toothache. Ain't nobody got time for that. So I called Shoreline Dental, and they got me in the same day. Now I ain't got time for that.
Put your dental care on the right track. Shoreline Dental.
Everybody got time for that.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Sweet Brown.
It's actually James Roy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is May 8th, 2013.
You're listening to episode 488.
And you heard right before the intro, Miss Sweet Brown.
Yes.
And her new acting abilities.
Yes. We figured we left you with, what was that song called?
Charles Ramsey.
What was the?
Dead Giveaway
song. Figured we'd bring back some Sweet Brown and her new debut commercial.
Mm-hmm. Where was that located? Where was she living?
The fuck if I know.
Probably New Jersey or somewhere like that, right?
Who cares?
So she's going to be in a Tyler Perry movie. Do you know which one?
No.
It's the one that I don't give a shit about.
I don't care.
Well, why people don't care, I'm going to look it up. So
do you say
white people don't care. Oh. You guys can talk amongst yourself.
Talk amongst yourself. So, Waylon, racist. I know that we talked about RuPaul last week, but there's also another RuPaul thing that I want to talk about that I'm a little obsessed with at the moment.
And would that happen to be the iPhone game?
Yes. It's amazing. And it's so
it called Dragopolis.
Yes. It's the stupidest thing ever.
But you downloaded the expansion pack, didn't you?
No, I just... Whoops, sorry.
You downloaded the Manila expansion.
I just downloaded the Manila to try it out. But this is literally what... hold up. Hold on. Sorry. I turned that shit off.
So while you're talking about that, actually, Sweet Brown has a Comedy Central special.
Shut up.
And she's going to be in a Christmas movie for Tyler Perry. It's a Medea Christmas.
Well, yay.
So she's going to be a rich biatch.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part about this app are all of the comments that RuPaul makes as you're running and jumping over things.
Yeah, basically you're a drag queen and you're fighting off all these other bad things. Have you seen this yet, Ricky?
That's Manila.
You go. Eat a girl. Love it. Suck them. Get it, girl. Yes, ma'am.
And my other favorite part is that there's advertisements for her albums, her books, her songs all up in the background.
Is Sharon Needles in there?
No.
Hmm.
It's no, not really. I mean, so, they have expansions like Waylon was talking about with Manila, Yara Sofia, and Pandora Box.
You're kind of playing yourself though. You're not really you're not playing as one of them. You can actually upload your picture to put on your little person.
Oh, okay.
And then the more money you make, you can change your hair, you can change your outfit.
So it's ridiculous but awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it is so easy. But yes, it is kind of addicting because you're just like up, down, right.
Get a girl.
Up, down, right, left, up, down, up, 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 up.
My other thing we were talking about, I'm not going to play it, sorry. The other thing that, since we're going back to like to the YouTube videos and stuff, one of my favorite things that they did was like a mashup auto-tune of Alyssa Edwards. Mm. Did you ever see that?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, it was so funny. And it just basically took all of her quotes and...
Could you please stop shaking your leg?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Can you feel it?
Sir.
Yes.
You're like the king of shaking your legs.
Yes.
Not like that.
I don't know about that.
Just continue.
It's pretty bad.
So
no, it's not. You of all people have never noticed.
You have restless leg syndrome even when you're awake.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call.
Someone's trying to avoid phone call.
Changing the subject
so
to something cuter.
Here's all of the voicemails from Kyle in Hawaii. All 20 of them.
Not that we're complaining.
All right, it's Kyle in Hawaii. I need someone to clarify something. Since you guys haven't even to what Donna's been up to, you and Cocktail and Cream Puff crowd, because I haven't heard a Big Silly Homo podcast in a long while. I don't know if it's iTunes or what the fuck. I've checked the website and I haven't heard anything. Is she podcasting more with Medea? Is that what's going on? Or is she okay? You don't have to play this on the little show. I just wanted to know because I miss hearing her voice. And I love you guys, by the way. It was wonderful hearing Game Night Guy Brian on the little show. Sorry I couldn't get any questions in time for your live show. But I'm still listening. Love you guys. Bye.
I hope everyone could hear you over the typing in the room.
I was actually taking notes, sir, so calm your shit.
And I was...
what were you doing?
Messaging on Donna Sugar's wall. Kyle in Hawaii misses your voice. Where are your podcast at?
I've already taken care of that situation because I texted him the day he sent that.
Well, good for you.
Then why did you let this go on and he said you don't have to play it on the show?
I thought we played it.
No.
Yeah, I took care of that like 4 weeks ago.
I really do need to go in and organize your email because it is ridiculous.
Please do it.
If you listen to something and not play it, or we're not going to play it, you should delete it.
But what if you guys don't hear it or listen to it? Don't you want to hear what he had to say?
Well, you can organize
it. He has 14 other voicemails for us to hear what he has to say. If it was a question and one of us answers it, I think it's going
to
be fine.
That's like someone's on Twitter. It's like, do I really need to answer it? If you just answered the question, it wasn't a question for all. It was just a, hey, by the way, where the fuck she at?
Yeah.
And if you said, here's where the fuck she's at.
She was, that was at the time she was on high on prescription drug pain for her back or her butt or something she hurt.
She had some back issues going on and then she had some other things going on in life, I think. And she just hadn't recorded and just kind of lapsed, I think.
I think you just stalk her on Facebook and say, yo, bitch.
Bitch, answer me.
What up, lady?
So, voicemail number 237.
Hello, boys. So, I just wanted to say I'm loving hearing you guys back, and I look forward to hearing the next show. I look forward to hearing your anniversary show, and I hope James Leroy's project went okay. Love you guys. Take care. Have a good week. Bye.
Oh, he's so nice. How did your project go? Do you want to discuss it now?
So he did not mention any punani, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually wanted to say to them, like, I was like, well, maybe we should just go ahead and just volunteer, just get it done and over with, and we'll be good to go. And they were all like, no, don't do it. No, mama. We were first to be chosen to go.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I didn't volunteer, but at least we're getting this shit done. Because I was just like, I don't want to deal with this over the weekend. I cannot.
How big is the classroom? Like, how many people were in it?
We had four groups of four. So we started out probably at least with, we could have had at least five or six groups of four.
Wait, so there's only 16 people in your whole class?
There is now.
Wait.
People dropping out.
Really?
Of speech class.
And how many people were originally in there? Probably about 30 or 40?
I'd probably say I would a good, 20 to 25.
Wow, those are small classrooms for a city school.
Not really. Not for a speech class. You don't want anything over really 25.
Yeah.
You'd never get through speeches.
No.
Well, how our professor did it was half of us did it one day and the other half did it the next class period. Like the class.
Well, that's a week's worth of.
But I also lived in the country. I could understand there's 16 people in my class, but here. I mean,
well, they
I would
also
think they don't have an option.
They also have, this was like one of 17 speech classes.
Oh, okay.
They have a lot of speech classes offered.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want large classes for everything like that. It's not a lecture class, so, you know, the quality of learning needs to be more one-on-one.
And every speech you guys did was a group?
No.
Oh, okay.
We had three big speeches, and the first two were solo.
Excuse me, sorry.
You did that on purpose.
That was how interested I was.
Then why the fuck did you ask a question, douche?
Just kidding with you.
Douche. Anyway, so, yeah. Two individual speeches, one group. Done. Okay.
I'm glad I didn't have to do a group speech.
Thanks for ruining that.
Though DeAndre did agree with me that you kind of have to be a Twitter.
You know what? Oh, go ahead, finish.
Sorry. Well, no, that it's important, that it's a great skill for people to learn if you're going to work in a corporate world is doing the group presentations. Right. It is definitely.
Because you have to work with people in the corporate world. I have a pick. I have a bone to pick with him.
Oh.
Boner?
Boner.
Oh.
It's huge. His, not mine. Because I'm white.
Oh, my God.
So, all right. If I was going to name two people and they had to fall into a subject of classy or trashy, which one would you choose for these two people? Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj.
Classy and trashy.
But which one's classy and which one's trashy?
If I had to put one on one of them,
mm-hmm.
there is no argument that I could ever hear that would not say that Nicki Minaj is not trashy.
So DeAndre thinks neither one of them would be qualified as classy.
Mariah Carey, I think it depends on when, but I think she's pretty classy now.
Right. So, but also I have this thing too of 80 years from now, are people going to be listening to Mariah Carey's music or Nicki Minaj's music?
Mariah Carey's.
So that would be the same thing as saying people listening to Aretha Franklin's music now as opposed to...
No.
Who?
No. No. Now you're stretching. Now you're stretching. Because just because you're classy and a classy mm-hmm. broad does not mean that the art in which you're putting out is going to withstand the test.
You don't think the art will?
Not just because you're classy.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna's music will probably... do the test of time because of what she was in Trailblazer.
Mm-hmm.
The woman's trashy. So it has nothing to do with whether you're trashy or classy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I guess I should say
Lady Gaga is trashy. Like, but
I'm saying like art form. I shouldn't say like as in personal like beauty or whatever like that. Classic. Like, if you chose between the two, hers would be remembered a lot longer than Nicki Minaj's.
Well,
right?
Wait, no. See, now you're just confusing it. Are you talking to, now you need to clarify and ask a question, I guess, over. Is it, we're talking about style? Are we talking about their art? What?
We're Let's talking break it about down. Them.
Well, we'll say art, as in music.
That's too.
Do you think Mariah would be like, just like Whitney Houston or Aretha Franklin, someone that's always going to be remembered for a long time and people are always going to know who they are?
Not at that level.
You don't think Mariah Carey will be?
No. Not at the same level as a Whitney Houston and an Aretha Franklin. No.
Hmm.
Is she a diva? Yes. Does she belong on VH1 Diva Live? Absolutely.
So would you say the same thing about Celine Dion?
No, I think that she would. Because she was a voice, kind of like Barbara Streisand, voice of a generation.
Mm-hmm.
The talent was just so big. Mariah Carey, I think, would be on the cusp just because of how high she could sing.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily because of her music, but just because of... what she could do vocally.
But not that she's beat the record of the Beatles or Elvis.
You can't even pull that shit out there because some of these damn albums that are being pulled out right now from like One Direction and shit are beating the Beatles and Elvis and album sales. So you can't even bring that out there.
But I will admit though, Mariah Carey, I do not think is in anywhere near the same league as Nicki Minaj.
Thank you. I guess that's the point I was
But I think that's on several levels.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they also sing different kinds of music.
Right.
But I don't like Nicki. I mean, I don't... Some of her stuff is okay, but I don't think, you know, she's not going to last long. And if she does, I'll be shocked.
Okay. That's kind of what I wanted to hear.
You are just searching for a way to be vindicated. The fact
I was that right that Mariah Carey is a lot classier than Nicki Minaj ever will be. I think she handles herself better than Nicki Minaj does, you know. Like on her Twitter feed and stuff, she's just like fucking bitch. So, anyway, I was right, DeAndre. Thanks.
Wow, that was a long way to being right.
We have another phone call.
DeAndre, I don't necessarily disagree with you. Next phone call from Kyle.
Hello, boys. It's Kyle and Hoy. Just listening to your podcast, Just the Two of Us. And I got to your IML experience. I have never been to a function, a leather function, that's so public and well advertised and has so much history. But I've been to a couple of munches, and then I attended a couple of dinner parties with some friends on the island that had the club that's been disbanded, but it was the
sounds like he's masturbating.
King fetish.
Yeah.
Club gathering, and they would have, you know, play parties all the time. But it was the first and last dinner party I came to, and I relate to feeling uncomfortable watching someone. I reacted to someone getting tasered. Actually, everybody got tased at the table, but someone wanted to play getting tasered, and it was a friend, and I reacted badly. Like, I was wondering why it was a gut reaction, reptilian response of why is she, you know, inflicting this pain on her after dinner. But that doesn't happen.
I'm sorry, I can't get past the jerking sound.
Right, it sounds like you are.
It sounds like my leg's moving.
Full on Hawaii masturbating.
So when he says taser, do you think he means like the little electric wand thing?
I think
not like a taser, like
could
you
mean a taser.
Because that's what they used at IML.
You can dial it up and down, I believe.
Mm-hmm. They used it at IML.
But they're not going to use like the same force that the police do or whatever, right?
Who knows? I don't know. I'm not into being... I'm not into electricity in my sex life to be able to answer that.
Sure.
Whatever.
Now, I haven't actually seen anybody in public, though. And that may be a difference.
No.
I love watching, King.com's videos, and it's usually the pain that the guys are going through. It's simultaneously ramped up with the pleasure. So, and if you've done that in bed, it just, your brain just blows up, blows the fuck up, and your body's completely writhing with pain and pleasure. So I can completely understand. And it, of course, the guys doing that are getting their rocks off, and gets me hard when I see it. I don't know if I react the same way in IML, but like you said, it's sort of seeing someone's private experience is different watching a porno tape, because even if it's a giant group
That's
of guys
I just talking about
degrading and spanking or whipping, fucking one guy, it's still separate. Like, I'm watching it from the safety of my place.
Are you watching it now?
I know, right?
The calmness of my space to my space. Whereas when you're interacting with them, you have less control of the situation. You either just let go and be voyeuristic, or get involved and be
Oh, he got cut off.
Wow, Kyle.
That was hilarious reaction with Country Ricky.
Okay,
didn't finish it.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. He didn't finish.
Did you ever finish? Because it sounded like it was really hot.
Right. Well, first of all, at IML, it's a vendor's market. So you're seeing examples of what you can use, but there is no sex. Like, it is. No. It would be against the law. No.
I'm sure it happens.
Yeah, but not at the vendor market.
Not at the market in the downstairs area.
Yeah. You can see naked people, but you can't have intercourse because they're selling things. That would be prostitution.
Yeah.
But what if you bought the stuff and started using it right away?
Some states, that's aiding in prostitution.
Yeah.
That's why in some states...
You guys should try it out and see what happens.
Yeah, you should try it out since you're the curious one.
I can't. I would have performance issues down there.
Well, then that's too bad. I guess you'll never know.
We should set someone else. We should get RC to do it when he's super drunk.
No, I want nothing to do.
No, I don't.
Setting anyone up for anything sexual, because that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
So I went to kink.com to the website he was talking about, and there's a guy that has like this machine up his butt that has a dildo on it. They had them at IML, right? Did you see it? The thing?
Yeah, they're kind of like slow motion jackhammers where they just are pistons that come in and out to.
I don't know if they're slow because I remember one time I saw them and they were like really fast.
Have you seen a jackhammer?
Yeah.
Slow motion jackhammer. So it's not going to be that fast is what I was implying.
Well, I don't know. I saw one that was pretty fast when I was down.
I'm sure you have a pneumatic dildo at home.
I am just going to ask Kyle, this is a pay site. So if you're watching videos on here, what's happening?
Why does it matter if he pays for
I'm just asking, like there's 3D kink, which is just 3D cartoons of people having sex. Like, do you watch that, Kyle? And I also love that he calls the United States, well, the mainland and the island. I think that's cute.
A lot of Hawaiians do that, yeah.
All right, so next call.
I just wanted to mention, you know, to each their own. You get your thing, Kyle. I just would appreciate next time you probably not jacking off on your phone call. It was quite distracting.
And hot.
Yeah.
Send a video.
That was hilarious. Reading action with Country Ricky. Reading the transcript from my message that was Kyle in Hawaii talking about the you guys giving James Leroy shit because pigeons infected my normal speech throughout the day, not as much as my parents. My dad grew up speaking it, so spoken English, pigeon, fuck, shit, C word, every derogatory term in the book I've learned since age 6. So, yeah, that was me. That was me leaving that message about how I completely relate to James Leroy and Joan Dallas and apparently Romo, because you guys thought it was Romo. 808 area code is always Hawaii, just for clarification. So, love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
So, I missed this voicemail. What was he talking about?
In the show before, when you weren't here.
Because of my group project.
Right? Yes, we played a voicemail, and Kyle did not say it was him. We thought he sounded familiar, and then Ricky goes, you know, it sounds kind of country. I bet that's Romo. And then we get the next voicemail, which he says, hi, this is Kyle in Hawaii.
And we're like,
the same voice. And we're like,
and the same telephone number.
We're like, oh. Guess that first one wasn't Romo.
Uh-oh.
So it's... Oh.
Why are you breaking
shit? Is this the one I'm reading? Am I reading this one?
Sure. I don't have it up on my...
It's on the Evernote.
It's 6.
It's the one before the last, right?
It's the fourth yesterday, or the third down.
Mine's look like this.
Technical difficulties.
10:51 a.m.
We are classy.
There's no transcript for that one.
No, yeah. There is a transcript. It's right here. The one that he just said. It's right here.
Oh my God, this should not
then
be
read it.
I'm asking you. I saw it on the notes. No, I don't want to read it.
Okay, then don't read it.
Next I'm going to read it.
Next phone call.
Okay.
Too late.
Jesus Christ, people.
Girls, I'm blowing up your phone.
No shit.
I just wanted to say, I'm listening. I want to be calling while I'm listening to the podcast, just so you know. As far as origins in the South, I have not gone further east than Idaho, so that's not a possibility. And I take it as a big compliment that I would be confused with the likes of the sexy Roma.
So apparently...
Kyle, this is like 3 hours later when you call and you're still beating off in the phone call.
So he calls while listening to our show while masturbating. Mm-hmm.
God, he must love our voices.
Good job.
And Joe and Dallas, at least in voice. But anyway, to further explain,
Yeah, broken English, pigeon, country. It's like a second language on the island, despite my upbringing. Most of my friends speak fluent.
He sounds distracted.
Totally sounds distracted.
Pigeon. My mom came from the mainland, so I took more off her, especially since, I don't know, I was criticized going on the mainland for speaking a certain way. So I just switched back and forth. Not so much nowadays, but, like, if ever my brother and I are just fooling around, we'll slip into Pigeon and give each other shit.
Him and his brother fool around.
I love the call it's just Pigeon.
Locational. Like for you guys going back home, you slip back into your own dialect that you're so familiar with growing up. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Can't wait for the next show. Keep producing them. I love having you guys in my ears. Take care. Bye.
So I want to read this one.
Okay.
Girls, I'm blowing up your phone. I just wanted to say, hey, pack in this way. I will speak on while I'm working with CASA to you, or CASA, so you know. As far as fortunes in the South, I have not gone just further east than I don't know about, but not possibility. And take it as a vague compliment that I would be confused with the likes, the sexier from O and Joe and I was all right. Peace in voice. But anyway, the further explain, yeah, broken English pigeon 10-3. Hey, it's like a second language on the island, just white. But despite my upbringing, most my friends. First, it's my mom came from L.A. or Louisiana, I guess it could be. And so I took tomorrow off. She says, I don't know. I criticized going to mail and for seeking a certain way, so I would switch back and forth. It's not so much have a butt, like if I remember that I just four. File this message, give each other. But yeah, I think it's just location, all like for, you got it. It's on the slip. Back to your phone, pilot, which is so familiar with throwing up. So that's it. That's all I want to say. I can't wait for the next. So if you for days, and I love having you guys in my tears, take care. Bye.
I love that. So good.
Google sucks at that.
I think it's a professional.
It's not even close to what it should be.
That's damn funny.
Oh my God, I have heartburn from hell.
You pity the blind people that actually bank on it.
Oh, you mean the deaf?
Oh. No.
Why?
Oh, hearing yes. Us? That's then, yeah. I'm playing a Facebook game.
Oh my gosh. Do you mean the deaf? No. Wait. Yes.
Oh my God. So what's this Ricky talks on the phone shit?
Oh. So yesterday I talked to a listener on the phone. I don't want to say who it was, but he knows who he is.
So it's a guy.
Yes.
Better mark.
I don't want to say who it is. So, you know, I have a cell phone, but what do I not like to do on the phone?
That's not a cell phone.
Dude, I got a brick.
That is a phone booth. That's how right? big it is.
So, you guys, I have this battery extender on the phone just so that if I run out of regular battery, I have this backup, which I'm always on the backup at nighttime. So, but I talked to this person for an hour and 20 minutes on the phone. And whoa. Guess what I don't like to do on the phone?
Talk
on the phone. That's the most minutes I've used probably in 8 months.
Are you with AT&T?
Yeah.
Did you use a rollover minutes?
Well, I don't have rollover anymore because we have a shared plan. So,
we have a shared plan. We still have rollover.
Yeah. You still
have unlimited. Yeah. Why would you have rollover?
Because we don't pay for unlimited. That's too expensive.
We pay for like the lowest amount.
Oh,
ever.
But I have 6 gigs of data.
It has nothing to do with data. It has to do with your phone minutes.
I know, but when you get the shared plan with the 6 gigs of data, it comes with unlimited minutes. That's automatic.
Okay. It didn't with our iPhone.
So, but when I did have rollover minutes, I had like 7,000. It was like crazy. So I never used the phone, but that person should be honored that I talked to them. And he is.
God, you make me want to throw up. Jesus.
I don't like using my minutes, even when they're unlimited.
So by the time this episode's out, I will be done with classes.
Who
and
are
be
you?
Working.
La La Lauren?
Fucking A. Hopefully I won't have to deal with stupid people anymore, but that's
yeah,
unlikely.
You'll be done, and then when do you start working?
Friday.
Ooh, which is on a Friday?
Before the show comes out.
It's summer. He'll always be working the weekends from now on. He'll never have them off.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
Do you get holidays off?
No. If he does, he doesn't get paid for it.
No. I mean...
You don't get paid for your holidays if you're
right.
off.
But the answer was... Wait. I do get holidays off, potentially, if it's if it's a casual holiday, I would say. Like
Memorial Day.
If our occupancy is high.
Mm. But if he's off, he will not get paid.
Oh, no. It'll be counted as one of my days off.
Because he's not a considered full-time. So full-time people...
I'm seasonal. Like,
part-time people don't get paid for holidays.
But because last year, didn't you have, was it just the issues with your classes for Pride 48 or were you still working at the same time also?
No, it was all classes.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought we did something and you couldn't go because you had work.
Classes?
It could have been both because he does work some weekends throughout the school year if they need him and he is willing to work.
This time, because Pride 48 is so early in September, I might have an issue with classes and school. Or, I'm sorry, classes and work.
Hmm.
But it'll be what it is.
It's already paid for.
Yeah, I've already paid for the hotel and the flight.
Right. Which I probably won't be taking the flight with you guys back because...
Good. I'm sorry.
I want to take American, which I'll get miles for. So,
all right.
Sorry.
Have fun with that.
I don't know why you're
sorry. Although I think we're leaving at the same time, but I'll be arriving in O'Hare.
That sucks. So,
which I prefer because it's also easier to get home.
Yeah. Well, Tony picks me up, so I don't care. Or I can take the blue line until I get to whatever stop. And
I pay for a cab.
Yeah. I'm too cheap for that.
I'm not spending, when I get home to Chicago, an hour on a train and then walk several blocks with all of my luggage.
But wait, don't you usually have somebody come pick you up?
No.
Like Lori or somebody?
That's only with... She tries to beg me to borrow my car when she knows I'm going out of town. Yeah. And I only get picked up because I say, bitch, I want my vehicle.
Oh.
Yes. But we don't normally say, hey, I'm going out of town. Take me to the airport. And yes, you can borrow my car.
Well, you guys know that if you ever need a ride from the airport and you don't get home at like 1 o'clock in the morning, I can come pick you guys up.
Well, that's true. But sometimes
I take George and Adam all the time.
Oh, look at you.
So can you pick us up then?
I'm arriving at the same time.
I know. I was joking.
If you take the orange line to...
No. Not going to happen.
You take the orange line to the red line and then get off at Argyle, we'll take you home.
Fucking bitch. I can't even... You know, in like last time, if we would have taken the train home, I probably would have died on the train.
We would have died. Well, I came in the day before you guys, right? But I still wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
But we will not get the Pride 48, whatever it is, whooping cough, flu.
No, I'll be getting my meningitis shot from CVS before Pride 48.
Well, we'll be
actually
getting
before
Bear
Pride. So therefore, I'll be set up for that.
You know, don't you think that vaccination should be required? Like, shouldn't that be a required vaccination?
It is for college students.
Yeah, but... Like when I went to college, they didn't require it when I went to college, but I wasn't living in the dorms. So
I'm almost positive that we were forced to.
Well, I think if you lived on the dorms, you had to, but I didn't. So.
Well, my university, everyone had to live in the dorm unless you were, had a year of residency.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about maybe I should get mine. Because ain't nobody got time for back problems and headaches and stuck in bed for 9 months. Or death.
At least it's not contagious, but still.
Someone
died in Indiana.
Some of them.
A boy died in Chicago.
Some of them can be.
And they closed the school down.
Yeah. He did not die the contagious kind.
He had a bacterial meningitis.
Yeah.
Isn't that usually curable, the bacterial one?
I'm sure.
It could be, but knowing that he's on the south side might be a factor. I mean,
medical care and stuff.
He might have issue. I mean, I'm not going to... make a generalized blanket over the South Side, but he could potentially have issues with money and finances. Mm-hmm. And
but they did close the school just as a precaution, which I do think is important. They're going to clean the entire school just in case.
I remember that happened when I was in second grade. No, it was a third grade. Our school had an outbreak of scabies.
Mm-hmm.
So they closed the school down for a whole week to have to like clean it out and it's stuff.
Interesting, because that's sometimes can be very common in the world of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one of those, I don't know, it's on your skin.
It's like under your skin.
It's on a lot of people.
It's weird. I don't like it. I didn't get it, thank God.
It's grody.
It's totally gross. Like bed bugs. Yeah. That's gross too.
Ugh.
So do we have anything else to talk about, you guys?
No, Bear Pride's coming up. We're preparing for that.
Yeah, we have to, we're going to be doing some commercials for that, by the way.
Yeah, Foul Monkeys will not
we are?
Yeah. It's simple stuff. Like, we're going to do, like, a two-minute commercial and then play music.
Basically, we're putting together a music CD for the buses, and we were...
Is that what that's for?
Partially, but not really.
Partially.
That is a lot of fucking CDs.
It's 100, sir.
But he did say that if we wanted, we could put Foul Monkey advertisements on it, so we're going to.
Oh, okay. So when are we doing that?
Probably tonight or next time we record.
I think we probably do it later.
Yeah, we should plan that out.
Well, of course, if we're going to have you say anything, it will definitely be scripted and written in front of you.
Right.
But probably, I'll give
you... Which, that could possibly be worse than me just saying whatever I wanted to say.
Yeah, well...
Because I'm not good at acting, reading... Or dancing, or singing.
No.
Or writing, or
talking. I'm meant to be behind the microphone.
I don't know about
that. You have a face for radio?
Yes. and a voice. Even close to that. Oh, really. Stop it.
And a voice for newspapers.
Braille.
No, besides that, it's Mother's Day this weekend.
Braille for the deaf.
It's I forgot to do that.
It's Mother's Day this weekend, which when you read this, Mother Earth, listen to this, Mother's Day will be long past, but hope you everyone said hi to your mamas.
If you forgot, well, maybe you should
do
something.
I have to send my mom. It's probably too late. Well, I have to send it tomorrow.
My mother is standing me up because she was supposed to come to Chicago.
Rude. We'll go have a Mother's Day dinner anyway.
Pretty much. It's rude.
Mm-hmm.
Rude. Does she? She doesn't listen, does she?
No.
Oh, she listens all the time.
No.
For real.
You think that I let my family know about this recording? Actually, she knows about it, but they don't know how to get to it. They don't even know what it's called.
Oh.
I would never have them listen to it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, are we out of here?
Yes.
I think so.
We're good for this week?
I think so.
We'll be back next week with a live show?
Oh, the only thing is that by the time you hear this, we'll be days from Amanda Lynn's debut performance.
Is that next Saturday?
Yes, it'll be May 18th, this coming Saturday.
Can you give us a clue to what song you're doing?
Nope.
Damn it. Can you say what color you're wearing?
Purple. And then maybe something else.
He'll be wearing a purple bridesmaid's dress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this the same one that your friend sent?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Can I see it tonight?
Sure.
Okay.
He bought a new wig, too.
Yeah, I did.
God, I can't wait to try it on.
I'll be putting a wig cap on you because I don't want no lice.
I will tell you, when he came home and put it on, I go, you look like a redneck trucker. No, yes. A redneck NASCAR. Because it's long and has the cut bangs.
So it's kind of like a mullet. It just has to grow out a little bit.
It's very Cleopatra cut is what the wig style is.
With his facial hair. And his non-makeup and his gigantic nose.
Like Jeff Foxworthy. Like,
you look a little masculine. Oh my God.
Your non-makeup, your big nose.
And your ugly face.
That's why it makes so much makeup to make me pretty.
Josh.
All right, we gotta go.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Get your life.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.